I'm very happy now to welcome A.C. Lloyd. Her film is called Animal. It's screening as part of the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival on Saturday, the 23rd of October at Warehouse 21 at 7:30. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. It's great to have you. Now, this is a film about war and post-traumatic stress syndrome. It's a, what, about a half an hour length film or so?
It is. It's 30 minutes, and it is. It's about a vet who has just returned from the Middle East, and he's dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, and he has this ghost of this woman who is visiting him and following him around, and she challenges him to wander through the desert. So it's actually a... It's a cross between an adaptation of a old folktale and some current events.
How did you come up with the story, first of all?
Sure. I actually, I live in Denver, and I'm a film student at UC Denver. I just graduated, and we worked on a documentary during the DNC in 2008, and I worked with... a group of people from the Iraq Veterans Against the War. And this inspired me, like, working with them and hearing their stories. A lot of them are, you know, just hearing how they kind of came to the decision that they were against the war. And I had also been, like, researching a lot of, like, folk tales about, like, soldiers. And there's this one that's in Grimm's Fairy Tales. It's called Bearskin. So I decided to kind of take all these elements and combine them together into a story.
It's an interesting genre in a way because you're working with a story that is very real, in other words, and it's happening every day, people coming home from war and being traumatized and having real trouble. But there's also kind of, in your film, a mythological element to it, and it crosses the line into a kind of other reality.
Yes, I was trying, like, the relationship between him and the ghost. I feel like his character is, he's almost, like, not, he's, like, half dead almost, like, not really, like, in this plane of existence, and then she, you know, is she a ghost? Is she just a figment of his imagination? So that almost, like, brings the two of them together.
Now, you, if the, what I heard from Dave and Jacques, who were running the festival, is you basically sold everything you have to make this very ambitious film. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, it was my senior project, and it is something that, like I had been working on for 3 years. Like I said, like, in, you know, after working on the documentary, and, you know, I've been working on the script for a while, kind of, you know, I had some, like, savings, and I ended up selling my car, and it was just kind of something I just really wanted to do, and, you know, I mean, it's a 30-minute film, but it takes money, and we were very lucky to get a lot of things donated, and people donated their time, people, like, helped us with the military trucks, and uniforms, but yeah, so it just was like a little bit of luck and just really just going out, but just doing it in the end.
Have you showed it to veterans at this point?
I have. A few veterans I have seen it. A pretty close friend of mine has seen it, and he was very, found it very moving. So...
And has it been showing in film festivals? I mean, what kind of audience responses have you gotten so far?
This is actually our world premiere, so this will be our first festival that we have shown at.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a cast crew screening, and there was a lot of people who actually hadn't worked on the film who were there, and it went very well.
What are your hopes for the future? Are you going to continue doing narrative filmmaking?
Well, with the short film of Animal, is actually when we made it, it's almost, we're trying to take the short film and pitch it as a feature. So I'm currently writing the feature-length version of it. And so the goal is to get this out to as many, show it to as many people as possible, and down the line hopefully find the funding and the tools to make this into a feature film.
Very interesting. So you basically, you'd kind of have to start the production process over.
Well, yes, and I mean, the feature, it's the same characters, but it's a very different, being a feature-length film, it's very different from, like, the short film genre. It's going to be a very different story. Very, like, similar characters, but a different story in the end.
A.C. Lloyd is a filmmaker. Her film is called Animal. It screens as part of the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival, and that is this coming Saturday at 7:30 in the evening at Warehouse 21. Thanks for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and then jazz.